Greetings, King Minded family. Just want to let you know you can find all our episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Hey, if you out and about at the gym, you at work, you walking the dog, go ahead and connect with us. You can find us on these platforms free of charge, people. Hey, we look forward to hearing from you. Peace and blessings. Greetings, kings and queens. You are now tuned in to the King Minded Podcast. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you are fellowshipping with me, and your presence is greatly, greatly appreciated. People, my people, welcome, welcome to the podcast. Thank you guys for just spending some time with me, just a little bit of time. We're going to be here for a good time and not a long time, you know, but... But again, I just pray everybody is doing well in this new year. Pray that everybody is prospering, starting to execute on those goals that you have set for the year. And as you can see, January almost over with, y'all. February is in a few more days. So if you got some plans in motion right now, definitely get them in motion. Because as you can see, this year is taking off, you dig? So, again, just thank you guys for fellowshipping with me this evening. So, our topic, I was sitting around yesterday and I was like, man, I was like, Lord, temptation is real, man. Like, Lord, like our people is affected so much by temptation. And I was like, Lord, like, why is temptation so strong, Lord? Like, why is it so powerful, Lord? Like we deal with a lot of different temptations, people, from food, from what we supposed to be wearing and how we supposed to be living and the type of people that we supposed to be associating ourselves with. Our relationships, like, it's so much temptation out here. It's so much influence out here from what the world wants us to conform to. And really, in essence, that's not what God wants for us. He don't want us to be affected by temptation. God has already provided an escape from temptation, but we really got to dive into the meat and potatoes of what temptation really is. Because trust me, people, I can attest to it. I already know temptation is real, y'all. It's real in the field. I ain't one of them people that's going to get on here and be like, you know what? Now I've been good all my life. No, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? I've been influenced by temptation. You know what I'm saying? Some good, some bad. You dig? But all in all, It's a real subject that needs to be discussed, especially with our people. Temptation is real. Temptation is tearing families apart. Temptation is tearing people apart. It's tearing relationships apart. It's tearing our health apart. It's tearing our mindset apart. Like, this temptation is real deal. So we're going to dive into what God says. I'm excited because God actually, he got some weapons for us, y'all. He got some ammunition for us to get rid of this temptation, to get away from it. I researched in the dictionary, what is temptation? What's the definition of it? You know, I just wanted to see what it says. And according to Webster's, temptation is the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. Temptation is the desire to do something, especially wrong or unwise. We almost gave into that temptation. Man, that temptation was on the phone calling. Lord have mercy. Man, that temptation just texts me, though. Like, man, like, man, I'm sitting there and looking at the refrigerator like, man, yo, that ice cream looks so good in that freezer. Man. People, temptation is a real thing. It's a strong thing. It's a strong tool of the enemy to halt our process, to halt our progress in God's kingdom and moving forward and getting the blessings and reaching the higher heights that God has in store for us. He promised us the land of milk and honey, people. So with that being said, if it's a thing such as temptation that he's already given me the answers for, he's given me the instructions to get away from it, to not listen to it, I'm tapping in. We just understood that temptation is something wrong or unwise. God puts wisdom inside of us to discern between good and evil. We just have to make it up in our minds that we're going to tap into it and execute on it. It's simple. It's not rocket science. We just have to execute on what God says and live on one side and not the other side, because it ain't no in between. It's either good or bad. You can't be in the middle with it, you know? So with that being said, in God's word, I just was, you know, looking through and researching what God really says in his word. And I came upon 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Whew. I don't know about y'all, man, but I just got teed up. I just got turned up because God has already provided a way of escape that we can get through it, that it's already done. Ain't no need to keep worrying about it. Ain't no need to keep indulging in it. That, hey, whatever's there is gonna be there, but you gotta stay focused on the process, the progress that you're trying to make to get closer and closer to God and his promises for your life and the blessings to elevate you. We have to tap in, and we can do it. We already got it because he's already provided that way of escape for us. That way of escape is diving into our word. The way of escape is praising him constantly, not just when things are bad and you get that blessing. No, let's praise him all the time, when it's good, when it's bad, when it's ugly, when it's rainy, when it's snowy. Continue to praise him each and every day that is already done. The temptation is not made to overtake you beyond your ability. So in our minds, we got to be like, you know what? I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than that temptation. I'm bigger than what's tempting me, or that voice that I hear in my head from doing the wrong or unwise thing that comes along with it. I'm not going to do it no longer. Not going to do it. James 1, 13 through 14 says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own will, desire, and enticed. Lord, man, if that ain't the real deal, Holyfield people, we can't keep saying, oh, is God tempting me? Is he testing me? He gotta be testing me. God ain't testing you. He ain't testing us. We are enticed by our own evil desire, our own lustful enticement. We are, that's what's pulling us away, not him. he's giving us the tools, and we just dived in and saw that, hey, he already made a way for us. So with that being said, people, we're going to go right into prayer, and we're just going to give God praise and glory and thanks for providing this way of escape for us. So again, thank you guys. Man, that just made me excited. I ain't gonna lie. Let's hop right in, y'all. Lord, we thank you right now. I thank everybody under the sound of my voice just for tuning in with me on this episode, Lord God, talking about the subject of temptation, Lord. Lord God, you know the evil that is around us. You know the enemy is busy, but he ain't busier than you, Lord God. And we just thank you that you have already given us the tools, Lord God, to escape the evil spirit of temptation, Lord God. Lord God, allow us to focus solely on you in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you have already made a way, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you give us the courage, the wisdom, the discipline, Lord God, to rid ourselves from those evil enticements, Lord God. It don't matter what it is, whether it's food, whether it's drugs, whether it's people, whether it's things that'll tear down your relationship, tear down your marriages, tear down your connection with your children, any temptation that is taking us away from hearing your voice, Lord God, we just pray and decree, Lord God, that it is removed. And we thank you, Lord God, for the victory at hand, Lord. And we just give you praise for it. We give you praise for it. In this season, Lord God, I pray that everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord God, is restored, Lord God. I pray that any person that's dealing with any pain, depression, anxiety, Lord God, I pray that they are restored, Lord God, and delivered from any negative temptation that has been holding them back from their progress, Lord God. But we thank you in advance, Lord God. We honor you. We praise you. We pray that we have a productive week this week. We pray that you protect us and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. And we thank you, Lord God, until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, people. Thank you guys again for tuning in with me on the King Minded Podcast. Again, people, we got it. We got the tools. We got the resources around us in the spirit and in the kingdom. God already gave us what we needed. So let's tap into it and apply it. Let's apply it. Let's apply this word. Let's apply our focus. Let's apply our discipline and consistency. And we're going to get there, people, by any means necessary. So until we meet again, hey, everybody, like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on Spotify, coming soon to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Definitely tap in to the King Minded Movement. And hey, we're gonna continue to elevate, people. But hey, until we meet again, everybody be safe. I love you and peace out.